Heskis Live, Thursday the 22nd of November. I'll be sure posing. Come for yoga.
Morning. I don't know if any of you have given shiur from here, but the way it works is you get called up and you get asked what you'd like to give a shiur on. And if you don't know yet what you'd like to give a shiur on, then you say topical theme, because that basically covers everything. And in order that there's no geneva stas, one taka ideally should make it in some way topical. So I thought this morning we'd start off with a gemara in yesterday's daf ayomi. I don't know how many of you learn the daf. Those of you that learn the daf will do a little bit of chazorah. Those of you that don't, so we'll learn it now. It's a very interesting gemara, which really is out of context of the sugya. It's nothing to do really with what the Gemara is discussing in Shabbos, Taf Mem Tes, Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Azoi, the Gemara says, Amar B'yanai, Tfilin Svichin Guf Noki, Keilisha Baal Knafayim. That Tfilin require a clean body. The Gemara discusses exactly what a clean body is, like Elisha Baal Knafayim. So the Gemara, after it discusses exactly what a clean body is, how a person is meant to be noig when he's wearing Tfilin, the Gemara says, why is it that Elisha is called Elisha Baal Knafayim, Elisha, the person with wings? What's the story behind it? So the Gemara says, "Lamai koyli Baal Knafayim." Why is he actually called Baal Knafayim? Shepam achas gozo malchus roimi harosha gezera lisol shekol amaniach tefillin yinaku es moichel. Because once it came time that the Roman Empire, that they made a takona, they didn't want Klal Yisrael to keep Torah mitzvahs. So they made a takona that anyone who was caught wearing tefillin, then the tefillin are put on our head by our brain, Rashi explains. So therefore they would, Chas v'Shalom, cut out the person's brain. In other words, he'd be chayav miso. And Elisha put on his tefillin, and not only did he put on his tefillin, but Yitzel Lashuk, and he's walking around the market wearing his tefillin in a blatant breach of the penalty. Ra'u kasta echot, so one of the officers saw him, rots miponov, rots achov, they were chasing after him. Echim shekia etzle, eventually when he caught him up, not lon miroshe. So now Elisha, when he saw that he was about to be caught, like a school child, what did he do? Quickly hide the contraband. So what did he do? He quickly took off his tefillin, and he's holding the oxen biyodo, he's holding them in his hand. Omar loy, mazeh biyodcho. Really like in the classroom. What's this in your hand? So this is this. Amalai, come for Yoina. It's dove's wings. Dove's wings in my hand. Poshat as Yodai, and to show the proof, he opens up his hands. The Nimsu come for Yoina. And lo and behold, then his hands were dove's wings. So he deserved his title because of that story. They call him Elisha Baal Knafayim. Frek Gemara. What's the difference between dove's wings from any other birds? Masha explains the kasha is, why did he have to say which bird these wings were from? I mean, there's a kasha stamazo. Why did he say wings and why dove wings? Why didn't he just say wings and he opens his hands and there's wings? Why, you don't have to make life harder for yourself. You single out exactly which min of bird is going to be in your hand. So the Masha says, Masha come for you in Mishawi first. And for the Gemara, Mishum Zamsil Knesset Yisrael the Yoino. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says the Klal Yisrael are compared to a Yoino, to a Zav. Shinema, come for Yoino, Nechba Bechesef, Ma Yoino Knafel, Megina Yisrael, Af Yisrael, Mitzvahis Megina Yisrael. Just like a Yoino differs from its approach with than other birds, a Yoino, the way it works is that when other people or birds are coming, and they potentially pose a threat, they flap their wings in such a way that they use their wings to protect themselves, and just like a Yoino uses its wings to protect itself, so too Klal Yisrael is compared to the Yoino, and the wings of the Yoino are compared to the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, so too Klal Yisrael use their mitzvahs to protect themselves. Where I'm coming from this Gemara is that if we look around us in the world today, there are a lot of tzaras in Klal Yisrael. Klal Nebuch started a shtickle time ago in America, where Mamish, many Yidden lost everything. Mamish, there's no such thing as depending on how wealthy you are, how you are affected. There were people who are very wealthy who were wiped out. There were people people lost everything. There's no such thing as certainties, and Mamish people saw it in a major way. We have in Eretz Yisrael, the that they've been going through the last few weeks. Hopefully, now maybe there's a little Pesach. But terrible nisyonis which they've been going for, which we've all been davening for. Here in town we've had our own nisyonis. And we need something to be mechazakas and something to give us a boost and along the right direction that we're meant to be taking. So the Gemara is telling us that how a Klal Yisrael maginos, how does a Klal Yisrael protect themselves from nisyonis, says the Gemara, through the mitzvahs that they have. Rashi understands that the mitzvahs, Parshas, the Malachin Rashi, the Mashar explains, the Chasam Sefer explains, the Rashi understood that his mitzvah was tefillin. This tefillin which he had is what saved his life. Right? Really, although it's the tefillin which caused the problem, so to speak, but the tefillin was the mitzvah which was meginos. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosfos says something else. Tosfos says, Knofer meginos aleo, oimeri, damino bemedrash, kola oifus, all birds, kishen yagin, all other birds, when they're tired, so they rest, they take a stop. They stop on a rock. You know, they're flying along, eventually they'll be flying for I don't know how long, and how far, and they're tired, and they take a break. But not the dove. Says the Medrash, Vayoyno b'shar shehi yogea, pereches ba'achas, v'ninoiches ba'achas. Says the Tosis, b'shem the Medrash, the Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha, that the Yoyno is different in that respect. When the Yoyno needs a break, he doesn't take a complete break. He doesn't stop on a rock. He lets one wing break, have a break when he's flapping with the other, and then the other wing have a break when he's flapping with the first. And that way he like goes on to cruise, so to speak. He like downgrades from 100% power to 50% power, and that way he gives himself a chance to resuscitate and get back his kofos. Marshall explains that where Tosis is coming from is because Tosis earlier had a tain on Elisha. Why is it that Elisha felt he was allowed to take the tefillin off his head? If a person is in a matzah sakonos nefoshes because he's keeping Torah, that's different than the normal halachas of Yorek Bal Yavo. And then if it's particularly that goyim tell you you're not allowed to do a specific mitzvah, Tosfos holds, then it's yochai to be meisa nashay. So therefore, why is it that he took off his tefillin from his head? On the contrary, that seems to be a slight lapse in what was required from him. So Tosfos learns he was saved because of other zchusim which he had. And that's how Tosfos learns this medrash. Says Tosfos, just like a yoino, even when it's taking a break with one arm, with one wing, it's still utilizing the other wing, so too Klal Yisrael. Even if it gets to a matzah where we might be a bit shwacher in one inyan, we will draw on the zchusim which we have from the other inyan to get us through. That's the mahalach which Mashar uses and Chasam Sefer uses to learn pshat in this Tosfos. So you have this situation where normal birds, they take a break, a complete break, and the Yoino, he keeps going, but he uses one wing and then the other wing. There are a couple of other Mahalchim, which I saw in this Tosis, in this Medrash, other than the Mahalach of the Marashah. One Mahalach given, B'Shem La'Keda, is that HaKadosh Baruch has two different Mahalchim in the world. He has Mahalach of Anhoga of Teva, and he has Anhoga of Nes. Anhoga Teva is the one which he uses for the Goyim. He uses Anhoga Teva. Sometimes he has to be Mashana the Teva. In extreme cases, you've got the marble, you've got stone. In extreme cases, he has to be Mashana the Teva. But by and large, they're on Anhoga Teva. Anhoga of Nes, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with Anhoga of Nes and Teva sometimes together. The point is that the Umos HaOlam, if they get to a situation where they've got an Einish coming to them, then it could well be there's not much they can do about it. And that is the simon of the bird which stops on the rock and is resigned to its fate. It's got a fate, it's tired. What's right? It's tired, meaning times are down and you know, it sees danger coming its way. There's nothing it can do about it. It stops on the rock and says, it's not coming to you. But Klal Yisrael aren't like that. Klal Yisrael, we've got two wings. When we're not using the Anhoga of Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses with us the other wing. He uses the Anhoga of Nes, and we never ever give up. And they say one step more. They say that the Medrash says, "Hineches ba'achas." Even when they're stopped, "Pereches ba'achas, hineches ba'achas." What's the achas which you perechas? They say the achas which you perechas is the mitzvah. One mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah of tshuva. That even when everything else, our back seems to be against the wall, we still have that one mitzvah which no matter what can get us through, and that's the mitzvah of tshuva. Now I saw a different pshat which Pashtus is the easiest pshat to learn into the tshusha between Klal Yisrael and a yoino. And that is Poshup Shah in the Moshul. What's Poshup Shah in the Moshul? Poshup Shah in the Moshul is that the other birds, when they get tired, they give up. They give up. They haven't got the koyach anymore. They resign to the fact that that's it. I've done my best. I've done my maximum. And that's it. I'm taking a time out. A yona never gives up. A yona, even when times are hard and when it hasn't got the koyach to move both wings, it will move one wing. It doesn't make a difference. It will never, ever give up. And that is the moshul to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing. We've been through enough over our history to see it doesn't matter what nisyonos we go through. We've been under nations that from the outside seem to be far, far greater, bigger empires. We've seen them come, we've seen them go, and we've still, Baruch Hashem, because of our siyata yishmaya, we've continued adayim azeh nisyim abiyaski al tzedek. And that is the point of the moshul to the yonah. The point of the yonah is, yes, there are times when Klal Yisrael go through difficult nisyonos, but the hanhoga which we have to have, the anhoga which we're chayim to have is the anhoga of the yonah that it doesn't matter, we're going to keep going and we're going to persevere no matter what nisyonos come our way. So that in mind, the shaila is, so let's go back to Rashi's pshat, Poshup Shah and Gemara. Mitzvahs are manigas. The mitzvahs are what protect us, like the wings of a dove protect a dove. So is there any particular mitzvah here in Golus which we can grab onto and say, this is something which we're guaranteed, as much as there's such a thing, will help us get through difficult times? And I think that there is in this week's parasha. It's a medrash which you've all heard before. I was trying to remember, even if I've spoken about this before a couple of years ago, if I don't remember, chances are quite high that I'm in good company. The medrash, it's a medrash in Eicha. The medrash in Eicha, it's a well-known medrash, says as follows. Medrash says it's talking about the time of the Churban. At the time of the Churban, when Klal Yisrael were going out into Golus, and there was a ganze tumul in Shemayim to try and come and help Klal Yisrael. And no matter which Zechusim were called upon, whether it was Avraham, whether it was Yitzhak, whether it was Yaakov, it didn't suffice. It wasn't good enough. And finally, Ba'yisrael Yishov of Yisman HaChurban kofza Rochel Emenu, Yifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'omo. Rochel Emenu jumped in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she said, Rebbeinu Shaloylam, Galoy Lefonecho, She Yaakov Abducha, Aveini Ava Yaseira. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yaakov, I was the favored potential wife of Yaakov, he loved me more. Ra'avad Bishli La'aba Sheva Shonim, and he served 7 years to my father, for me. When it came time that he could get his reward, that we could get married, my father advised me to switch places with my sister Leah, that Leah should be the one who marries Yaakov. It was very, very difficult for me. So I told my husband, and he gave me a simon in order to make sure that such a switch wasn't possible. He had a secret code, and that way Yaakov would be sure that he was marrying Rachel. In order that our fathers couldn't switch us around. But I controlled my inner desire to look after my own interests. I didn't want my sister Leah to have that embarrassment that she's walking down the chuppah and Yaakov stands there and turns to her and he says the code and she's got nothing to say back and she gets busy on his problem. I gave her over all the simonim that I was given by my husband in order that he would think that she's Rachel. So the medrash miyad nis Galgulu Rachma Vashakot Sporchu Voma Vishrileich Rachel Tani Machsis Isolim Kremon. It's in the Medrash Psich, the Medrash Rabba Eicha. So it's the Medrash that was what clinched it. When Rachel said these words, Takot Sporchu, that's what clinched it. Takot Sporchu turned around and said, Ebazoi, I'll bring Klal Yisrael back. There will be a return for Klal Yisrael. And the Kashas Poshet. The Kashas Poshet, not for 1 second to play down the schus that Rachel Emenu has in this week's parasha when she gives over the simonim. But look who had come before her and been unsuccessful. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Avram. We mention Rosh Hashanah when we stand on Rosh Hashanah and we're looking for schusim to be teveah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't mention this story of Rachel. We don't say, our mother Rachel, she gave over the simonim. We don't mention it. What do we mention? The Akedah. Akedah Yitzhak. the Gewaltige Nisyonos which Avraham Avinu went through, climaxing in this 10th Nisyon of the Akedah, where he's prepared to go against everything that he stood for, because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu asked from him. Tremendous Akedah, which we still draw on today. The Nisyonos of Yitzhak Avinu, the Nisyonos of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's life was Molly Nisyonos and discussing from him Kedah Shrotim. And none of that seems to be good enough. And yet, Rachel comes in, and it's like a pass. Yeah, you come in, you come with this chus, and there's nothing to talk about. I have to let Klal Yisrael go. And the kasha is why. Now, one could learn that it's a collective effort. Avraham's chusim alone weren't good enough. You add Yitzchak's usna, Yaakov usna, Rachel, it's the package deal. But Pashtus, that's not what the Medrash is saying. Pashtus is saying that Rachel alone could be matzliach with her chusim, as opposed to where all the other others weren't able to be matzliach. And the kasha is why. I saw from the Ostratzera, he says the teretz, more of a chesron zikah teretz than a musa zikah teretz. And he says, it's your du'a that all of the golias in Klal Yisrael have been through started with Golos Mitzrayim. They all originated from Golos Mitzrayim. And where did Golos Mitzrayim originate from? Golos Mitzrayim originated from Mechiras Yosef. And what was the cause of Mechiras Yosef? The cause of Mechiras Yosef was the fact that the other brothers couldn't forgive, they couldn't accept, and they couldn't tolerate anymore this obsession, apparent obsession of Yosef, to keep going on about the fact that he's had these halomas, and he's going to be the melech, and he's the manik of Klal Yisrael. And enough already! You're number 11! You're number 11 in line, you know, wait in the queue, what's going on here? And eventually got to a stage, Abadu, we can't understand where the Shrotim were coming from, they got to a stage where the Shrotim said, we've got to do Mechiras Yosef. Something which Chazal say was only an element of Tikkun happened before by the Asara Harugi Malchus. That's the level that it was on. But Mechiras Yosef, why did Mechiras Yosef happen? Because Yosef kept going on about the fact that he is meant to be the manik of the Shrotim, and the Shrotim kept on saying, where are you coming from, Michlal? You're number 11. Why did that happen? Said Rachel Takut Shporuchu, that only happened because I gave over the Simonim. I was meant to be the first wife. Yosef, my Bechor, was meant to be the first one of the Shrotim. The only reason that didn't happen is because I was Mevata. How can it be that by me being Mevata, it turns out that all of the Golos is happening and Klal Yisrael are going to get punished ad infinitum because of my mitzvah? Is that fair? And that's a taina, that's a card which she could play, which none of the other others could play. In other words, she wasn't coming along with mitzvah chusim. It's not a vato of chusim. It's a vato of do the math. See how this whole thing happened. It all originated by me doing what was right. How can it be that through my action of what was right, that has been gerim such a problem in Klal Yisrael? And now Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have an option. He had to turn around and say, Grech! Klal Yisrael will be brought back. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach, which Bale Musa takes, we saw Salamzan and Chaim Shulevitz, says as follows. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu heard the tainas from the others, he put them on the scales, so to speak. And we have no idea of how these chusim of the others weigh up. Right? Tremendous, tremendous chusim. But nevertheless, it wasn't enough. The avirus which Klal Yisrael had done at the time to be going the Golos was so severe that the chusim of even Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov separately, collectively, wasn't enough. Rachel Aminu came along and she said, look what I've done. Her chus, as far as chusim are concerned, also wasn't enough. But that's not how she was matzliach. She was matzliach because of what it is that she did. What it was that she did was that she was in a position where she was 100% entitled to stick to her guns and to say, listen here, he's worked for me for 7 years, faket. If this would be a chesh mishnah, we could turn it all around and say, what gave her the right to give over the simonim? Very nice. You don't embarrass Leah. At the end of the day, you're ripping off Yaakov. How can you do that? That's a separate shi'a itself. Maybe we should have done on that. But at the end of the day, she turns around. She was fully entitled. Not only entitled, all the Mefarshim grapple with how she had an alternative option. She was fully entitled to say, I'm very sorry. It's not my fault. He picked me. He's worked for me for 7 years. He doesn't want to be tricked. That's why we've got Simonim. And I'm not giving over to Simonim. But she didn't. Why? Because she was Mav al Medoiso. She had an opportunity to do exactly what was fair and what was fine, and she was Mavata on her rights because of the greater good. And that concept of Ma'avah Madosov, says the Rishlo Salanta, is what gave Rachel the edge where the others didn't have it. Because it's not pshat, it's a schar, that a person who's Ma'avah Madosov gets b'schar zois, they get a big reward. It's the derech of the olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's created a world where the world works al pi midah k'neged midah. And the metzias is a person who's Ma'avah al midosov, somebody who's mavata, somebody who doesn't stand up for their rights, even when they have rights, but they don't stand up for their rights because of the greater good. That is a person who the teva will reward midah k'neged midah, that when the din is meant to punish them, then the din can't punish them either. Because just like you waived the din, you had the din, you had rights to stick by, and you waived those rights, so to the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will waive your din. That when really Klal Yisrael are meant to be getting a din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waives that din. And that really, says Rishol, is what happens over here. It's not pshat that we're saying that what Rachel and Menu did by giving over this simonim, as great as it was, but we're not saying that was greater than the Maisa Akeda. Who are we to judge what's course is greater, what's course is less? But we're not saying that it's greater. What we're saying is, it's a different type of schus. It's a schus where you're giving up of what's your own, you're not sticking to your rights, in order that, whatever the sibah is, here the sibah was, the leah shouldn't get bishus. That schus opens doors. That schus makes it, and so to speak, a get out of jail free card. And we find this in a couple of places in Shas. The Gemara says in Tanis, Tav Chofei on the base, Maisa Rebbe Lezer, he went in, they had a drought, and we find many times in the Gemara and Tanis and other places in Shas. So they went in front of the Teva. Bear in mind in those days what it was, a drought. So drought was an entire shutdown of all markets, all panosa, everything, because everything came was agricultural society. If there was a drought, there wasn't anything to eat, there was no panosa, nothing. So the Rebbe came and he said 24 different brochas of Loinene. They didn't answer. Yard of Akiva Achro V'Oma Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech El Otzo. As far as I know, this is the first time we find in our history the Tzvila of Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech El Otzo. There's no other God but you. Avinu Malkeinu Leman Chorachim Aleinu V'Yardu Gishonim. The rain came down. So what happens next? What happens next? When such a thing happens in Kali, so what happens? Of course, all the Balabasim jump up and say, see, he's greater than him, he's more chasher than him, he did his twillers, the rain didn't come down, he didn't do his twillers, the rain did, you see, we know now, who's a bigger goggle. So well, that's what happened. Harani Rabbonon, they started tumbling. You see, his twillers weren't good enough, and his twillers aren't good enough. Yotasa baskol v'omro loy mipnei, shazer goggle mizer, and shazer ma'av al-medoisov, shazer eino ma'av al-medoisov. It's not because we're saying that Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Lezer. We're saying that Rabbi Kiva is Ma'av al Medosov, and Rabbi Lezer isn't Ma'av al Medosov. Gevaldik. So now you'd think everyone would be quiet. At the Baskel, there's nothing to tumult about. How does that make sense? Now, imagine, you know, you're reading Shidduchim, you hear a Shidduch, you've got two girls available. You say, I want you to know, it's not pshat that girl is any better than the other girl. It's just that she's got better midas. So she's better than the other one. By definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, it's not pshat that Rabbi Kiva is better, it's just that he's Ma'av al Medosov, and Rabbi Lezer isn't Ma'av al Medosov, so he's better. You forget. Beforehand, we didn't know, we could discuss this, that. Now we've got pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has clearly told us, Rabbi Kiva is Ma'av al Medosov, Rabbi Lezer isn't. You made matters worse. How have you made matters better? Explains to Rishol Salanta this same insight. Rabbi Lezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, as we know through Shas, was a man of principle who stuck to his position. We know how he treated the Ger when the Ger came to him. That it doesn't mean that whatever he was doing was wrong. Pas v'shalom. Avadi was only acting within the realms of Halacha. Everything was fine. But he didn't have this hanhoga of Ma'av al Medosov. It's a hanhoga. It doesn't mean he was over any Issurim whatsoever. It doesn't mean he didn't have Midas Tovus. He wasn't Ma'av al Medosov. Rabbi Kiva was Ma'av al Medosov. Klal Yisrael, at this stage, did not deserve to have rain. And therefore, you can come along with all your schusim in your time. They're not worthy to have rain. Rabbi Kiva comes along and says, Ovinu Malkeinu, have Rachmonos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look, one minute, who's speaking now? It's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has this card. Rakiva has this card, is Marva Amidosov. It doesn't make him greater than Rabbi Elazar. It doesn't mean when he gets to Olam Haba, his chusim will be any more than Rabbi Elazar. They might have to be on par. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, I want you to know, it's not because this one's greater than the other one. They're equal. Maybe Rabbi Elazar is even greater. That's not why I listen to the tefillahs of Rabbi Akiva. The reason why I listened to the tefillahs of Rabbi Akiva was because Rabbi Akiva was Mavi Al Midoisov. And like we find by Rochel Emenu, Mavi Al Midoisov means that just like you don't stick to din, you don't stick to what your rights, you say I'm a being Mavata, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he's knowing the Priya Midah Kneged Midah, he is Mavata to you. Even when the Etzem Ha'Oinish is coming, he's Mavata on Ha'Oinish. Just like you find by Rochel Emenu, that by Rochel Emenu, when all those chusn of the others, so to speak, if there would have been a tumult at that time, right, no one in the world knew what was going on at that time, right? Because that was up in Shemayim. But if there would have been a tumult, then we would have had to have a paschal at the time. Like Rachel would have said, "Lo imne sheRachel gadolim me'avos, elam ne shehi ma'ave amidoisa." But that's the same vote. But because they're ma'ave amidoisa, that's why Rachel Baruch Hu changed the was mevata on the gezerah. And so too here in the Goran Tanis, Rabbi Akiva wasn't great in Rabbi Elazar, but because he was Mavah Medoisov, that was his Teva, that was his Anhoga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had to be Mavata. You see from here, Gevaldige Yesod. You see from here, Yesod, that's... And the tricky thing about being Mavah Medoisov, it's a bit like Hashavah Saveda. You can't go out and looking for it, right? The opportunity has to find you. But if the opportunity finds you, when you find yourself in a position where someone's done something wrong, someone's ba'avled you in whatever way it might be, and you have a situation where you could be ma'av amadosa or you could stick to your rights. And again, ma'av amadosa doesn't mean to be a sucker, right? Some people, faket, if you ma'av amadosa with them, then they'll see a pesach to abuse the situation, and that's not what we're talking about here. But if a person has that opportunity, and he seizes that opportunity, and by doing that, he's ma'av amadosa, that we see is mamish. That was the Pesach which saved Klal Yisrael from the Golos. If we're looking in the Golos, there's something for Zchus to give us. In this week's parasha, we have a beautiful example. And I'll just finish off the remaining minute with one other Nekudah which you find in this week's parasha. And that is the Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu came to the Be'er, and they're all standing by the Be'er, and Vayomer lehem Yaakov, Achai ma'ein atem. He asks them what's going on here, my brothers, what's the story? And then he starts giving the guns to Joshua, how they should be knowing with the bear, they take it off, and how they should feed, and who should come first. He's just arrived. You know, imagine you walk into a town, you've got nothing to do with anyone, you know, you walk up to the main shuk, and you start telling them they've got it all wrong. You've got to rearrange everything here, and you've got to do it differently, you've got to give different order of priority, and they'll throw you out. They'll throw you out. Upon which Rav says, what happened here? How come Yaakov got away with it? He walks in, he starts giving all sorts of ideas and reshuffling and rescheduling and changing everything around, and they're fine with it. Says the Pan Vicharov, because of his opening words. Because he walks in, he said, Vayomer Yaakov, Achai, my brothers. And he didn't just say it, he meant it. Achai, my brothers. Hezachai, maybe we should be looking at this differently. It wasn't me dictating to you, and I'm here and you're there. This concept of Ava, Ben Isha Achiv, is a concept which enabled the whole thing to work more harmoniously. And if there's another Nekudah which we can work on collectively at the moment, this concept of Avas Yisrael, this concept of loving our fellow brothers, we don't always have to see things exactly the same way, we don't always have to agree on everything together, but at least we should have basic Derech Eretz, and more than Derech Eretz, Avas Yisrael, ben Ish Lo Achiv.